Jim, you said at the homecoming in Donegal Town that this group was going to give the All-Ireland Championship a real crack and give it their all. You couldn't have asked for a better start than that tonight.
No, well, I think you're paraphrasing me wrong there now. I said there's only one competition left and we'll have to give it our all, you know. I think we've been misquoted a bit all week talking about, you know, are they going for the All-Ireland. Yeah. We're delighted to be in it. Yeah. We're delighted to be in it, Oisin. And, you know, great tonight. Great tonight altogether for everybody involved. And, you know, for the people in the stadium, it would have been a big anticlimax, I think, had we got beat tonight on the back of playing three Ulster teams and then an Ulster team coming to Balbuffet. Yeah. Excuse me. So now I'm delighted now that they were able to get that sort of under their belt tonight and went out and put on a show for the home fans, which was brilliant.
Yeah, there didn't seem to be as much pressure around the game tonight as what there was in the previous matches in Ulster.
No, you're spot on. You're spot on because Ulster is a cauldron. Yeah. It is a cauldron, and one slip and you're out. And everybody knows that, and one defeat and you're out as well. And that pressure wasn't there the night. Tyrone came to play, and we came to play, and it was a very open, sort of highly intensive game, a highly attacking game, probably too. And you know, so even though it's a team you played two games ago, and for them, the last team that they played, it was a completely different dynamic, because that pressure, that heavy pressure that coexists with the Ulster Championship wasn't there.
Yeah, well, they wanted to go toe-to-toe with you tonight. That wasn't the case in the semi-final, because they sort of shut it down and killed the pace of the game. But Tyrone didn't do that tonight, which sort of suited yous more.
Yeah, but Tyrone had a massive challenged with Cavan the week before they played us, and they went to extra time as well, and they had picked up injuries as well, so they had a lot going into that game. And you know, tonight they had players back as well, they were getting some of their players back, and obviously the time frame in between as well allowed them, you know, to get more training done. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like the horses where there's a line of form. There's so many things factored into these things, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to work out all of that stuff, you know.
Yeah, one thing about working as a collective and a group, you can see it the way they play together, but it's very noticeable on a scoreboard, and that's evidence of it too. Oisin scored 7 tonight, but you had 9 other scorers on the board with 21 points, Jim. So there's all these different areas that's playing to their full potential, and I suppose you could say they're going over the 100%. They're giving it all.
Yeah, no, definitely. And listen, if Oisin was hitting 7 every night, Oisin would be taken out of it. Yeah. And that's the reality. And it has to be somebody else next week that maybe tries to clock a number like that or close to a number like that. You have to have the team. The team must be number one, and sort of everybody contributing to that. And of course, you want your inside forwards getting their hands on the ball more than anybody else, because that's what they do. That's their job. You know, they kick the ball over the bar. But at the same time, there has to be a way to sort of, you know, spread that out as well. And so thankfully both things worked tonight. You know, we got the spread, and we got you know, a lot of numbers on the board for us.
There's a lot of players played very well, but I'm going to mention two, and I know you mentioned one already in the group there. Umban Geller was one. I thought Michael Langan really stepped up to tonight as well.
No, and he has been.
Yeah.
You know, Michael has had a lot of injuries as well. Mm. And we've had to be very careful with Michael, and he had a serious injury last year, and he seems sort of now that he's climbing the ladder steadily and getting back to his natural form. He's a brilliant football player, you know. He really is. And Jason as well. For big men, they can play, you know. So, no, lovely to see that. And, you know, lovely to see him sort of striding through the middle a couple of times there and asking questions. And we know he has that in the locker, but he has had a very tough time with injuries. And
pulled one out of the air as well in the second half, which was class.
No, brilliant. And you know, Michael played a lot of his football in the half forward line. I've seen him playing full forwards, and Michael's midfield. He's, you know, and you can't do that without being a good football player. So please God, now the two of them, they can keep on pushing on and bringing that, because it's an important, that area of the field is very important.
Okay, I know you have to get home and you've got Cork to study now, Jim. Final question, Cork next week, it's a long trip. How do you deal with this week now? There's such a short turnaround again, so there is, and you've got a big 12-hour round trip ahead of you.
Yeah, listen, Oisin, to be honest with you, it's day by day. You know, it's day by day and trying to get your head around it and working out what we need to do, working out what they can do in training on Monday night and go from there. And listen, we're delighted for the people in Donegal tonight that we've got over the line in a great game, and we're heading to Cork now for the second match in the group, and sure, it's a great spot to be, and we must embrace that.